All right, everyone, it's the Grim Lord here, and this is Grimm's Comics Corner. We are doing Transmetropolitan, and we're going to be doing Headlong 1 of 3. So we'll do all three parts and then continue on. Remember, when this one's done, we'll probably move on to Fathom, and it'll be full time. So it'll be Fathom and the Invisibles, and when the Invisibles runs out, we'll go to another comic. So you guys already know what we've got as backups. Maybe Red Sonja, maybe something else, I don't know. Just something that you guys liked. Probably Evil Ernie, more or less. The White House press office is closed today following both the president's dramatic decision to enforce martial law in the city and the explosive accusation that the president had sex with a prostitute during his campaign in the city. Go, go, go! I live here, you freak of nature. I'm evicting you. Grab one computer and go. I live here. I work here. I have no reason to leave if you get out, so... All the major news services are simply being given a written statement in response to any and all queries. The president, who is still grieving for the tragic loss of his family, has no comment to make at this time. Please allow him his grief and the space in which to manage this great country. Spider, we told you there are people watching out there. I don't think I want to go anywhere with you. Comment from Robert McX. It's not an accusation. It is backed up by testimony and unassailable genetic evidence. It remains to be seen whether illicit sex is actually damaging to a president in this day and age. Who stole your brains? If I'd been 5 minutes faster, we'd be free and clear. I just rammed a skewer through the president seconds after he put the city under martial law. It also remains to be seen whether or not the scale of the troubles in the reclamation zone will necessitate serious action from the troops dropped earlier today. The news services are being asked to stand clear of the zone, as ringleaders could use TV broadcasts to send hidden signals to rioters. True. But I wasn't, and now I've really fucked with his life in an ultimate way when he has the fucking army in town. Hate bullets. Bombs. Blood. Spies. We'll try that one again, guys. But I wasn't, and now I've really fucked with his life in an ultimate way when he has the fucking army in town. Hate. Bullets. Bombs. Blood. Spies. Am I getting the fuck through to you people? This just in, the White House has placed an emergency management team at Civic Center. They will work with the mayor's own team to run the emergency action. It is unclear at present which government department they have been directed from. I don't want to go anywhere with you. The emergency management team's first official edict, the activity of non-accredited news services within the emergency zone will not be tolerated. The emergency zone encompasses the whole of the city, not just the reclamation zone. You go out there, you'll be picked up by God knows who in 5 minutes. I don't care. I don't want to stay with you. I don't like you anymore. This would include The Hole, the independent news service which broke the allegation about the president's sexual conduct in the city. Please stand by. Let her go, Spider. What? Let her go. It's her neck. Go on, Liesl. Take off. Your best bet is to head right and across for Crow Street. I don't like you anymore because you stopped talking to me. You got your story and stopped talking to me. You got what you wanted and left me. You didn't have to treat me like a hooker. And now, sports. Why? You know she'll get picked up. I know. Which gives us a clear run out of here. Jesus, Janin. What? I've already got one mental invalid to look after. And Spider? Whorebag. Oh, excuse me. Try that again. It's like, what? I've already got one mental invalid to look after. And Spider, whorebag. While she's being pulled, no one's looking at us. Here we go. Let's ride. Oh, shit. Yep. Come on, come on. We need to be on the road now. Oh, shit. Said, come on, Spider, let's move. Oh, shit. Is he okay? He doesn't look okay. Spider, you okay? Can't think. Uh-huh. Let's see what you got, fuckers. I bought 2 guns one day. Yeah! Satan's Army Recruitment Center. Fuck me. What rude people. I lost track of things for a while there. Are we headed to Elena's dad's house? Yeah. Very good. Listen up. I can feel that words aren't coming easily. I can feel that I might go blank again. Key, turn your computer on. I'm only going to be able to get this out the once. Head for feed site, bad signal, directory interviews, folder C21, passphrase, I was cloned. I've been saving that file. Put it out over the hole now, while we still can. Head long, 2 of 3. Yo, dickwads, the reclamation zone is that way. So we're gonna break into some rich guy's house to hide out like real-life outlaw journalists, right? Nah, that's Elena's dad's house. Did you send that file yet? Hold on, just prepping it for launch. Here we go. Go. Oh, okay, I see. Dare I even ask what it is? Something I save for a rainy day. Think we should leave the car out here? If it gets spotted, I'm damn sure they know where we are at. Excuse me. I'm damn sure they know where we are by now anyway. We got better things to worry about. Martial law, for God's sake. We know. Are you all okay? Who's this with you? Inside. Come on, don't fuck with me. I've got a headache. Makes a change you getting them instead of giving them. Shannon, Elena, get Key set up with our computers. She's going to be working here for a while. The hell I am. You've got nowhere else to go. Come here, cat. Amuse me. Brrr. Your attention, please. I believe something interesting is happening. Judith Callahan, the late First Lady, found on the hole moments ago. No, he didn't want me in the White House, which, you know, kind of suited me. To be honest, I didn't want to raise the kids under that kind of pressure, and I knew it would make things easier for him. He's never had affairs, exactly. But I know he screws around. Always known. I don't know why I'm telling you this, except maybe that you asked. And no one ever asks. I mean, I know it doesn't matter. Presidents screw around. The best presidents screwed around. And it didn't matter. Hell, they were loved for it. But Christ, I wish he'd try and lie to me about it. Some pretense, some indication that he cares and doesn't want to hurt my feelings. Just strolling in with the stink of some thing he had picked up for him by that scumbag shocked. It's not important. It's a silly thing. It shouldn't upset me. He lies to everyone else, for God's sake. Why can't the bastard lie to me just once? Is that the file I sent? Where the hell did that come from? Get me to a keyboard. I feel the power moving in me once more. Spider? The Far Sight community sent me to California using an unmonitored telepresence process back during the election. I interviewed Miss Callahan. I used a lot of that interview to cause trouble. But you saved this. That's right. I never used this. I hid it. Why? She seems so sad. Keyboard. Excellent. We're sending a follow-up while my head's on straight. If I'd used that sequence back then, I'd have shat on what was left of her life. I've done that a lot. I don't want to do it all the time. Found on the hole. An audio recording confirmed as the voice of disgraced transient activist Fred Kreis has been released to the feed. Did you follow Callahan's career as a senator? He got caught in a loan scandal. Political boogeymen were giving him money and gifts in return for favors in the Senate. Never solidly proved. The very least of those gifts was a kitten for one of his kids. The night before he gave a speech in defense of his ethics, and all that shit, he killed the cat. voice cracked as he explained that the only gift he'd received was a kitten for his child who had been run over by some bastard the previous day. Worked like a dream. That's his system. When he's in serious trouble, he kills someone whose death is to his direct and immediate advantage. And it doesn't matter who, so long as their death will do the job. The president likes a strange piece of ass. I supplied him with transient hookers whenever he was in the city. I was routing them through that guy, the concierge at the Hotel Avalon. Used to be a pimp. Ding! Except the prick was still a pimp, wasn't he? Bastard was taking the credit for the girls. So when Callahan started cleaning up his traces in the city, he whacked the guy who he thought supplied him with all the hookers. You know what kills me? I got pulled as a suspect. The cops knew I ran transient girls and Callahan, and his people didn't. Amazing. How we doing? Losing access to the world is how we're doing. I'm getting one feed channel shut down every 30 seconds, and the corporate feed sites are getting weird. I think they're shutting down areas of their sites themselves. Whoa, I have mail. Dick Cavett University, student feed site, links leading me somewhere. Ha! Cheeky bastards, they've hacked the campus security cam system. Wake him up! Yelena, get a television on! I don't think the TV is going to carry this. Oh. Where's Dick Cavett University? Winterhold, just north of the Reclamation Zone. What's going on? The troops are spreading out from the Reclamation Zone, and when they tried to secure the campus perimeter... Back the fuck up. Secure the perimeter? Seems the National Guard are starting to restrict movement. They wanted to lock the campus up for a few hours while they secured the district. Jesus Christ. TV's on. What are we looking for? Anyway, when they tried to secure the perimeter, the students came out to meet them. Some of them have put the campus ambient security cams on feed. Check this out. Shit! No, I'm sorry. There's no reason to leave the press room open. No, there will be no further open briefings to the press today. Listen, your presence here is a privilege, not a right. Impromptu peaceful protest by students against government troops spreading out beyond the Reclamation Zone. Police state shit! Get back to the zone, pigs! This is illegal! You can't pen us in here! Students, eh? Are you putting this out? Why bother? The TV's got it. Huh? We're being asked to cease broadcasts from Cavett campus for security reasons. In other news, pop singers taking virginization treatments in White House cultural accord. Switch around, see if anyone else has got it. Ebola cola, refreshment that devours. Necrotizing fasciitis chic. Is it un-American? Next up, is Mother Nature a terrorist? Government troops are in the building, apparently, for our protection against dissident activity. We are being told that the zone has become a hotbed of civil disobedience. Cavett University, being close to the zone, has been designated a dissident's hotbed and martial law resistance sector. Have you still got the link? Yeah, they're trying to jam ambient cams, but the area is too busy. Going live with it. Mr. Jerusalem, can the authorities trace the young lady's location through this broadcast? Key? We randomized the whole broadcast path. They could, but it'd take a long while. Is that a problem? Actually, I find myself hoping they will. Look at that, Warren Ellis predicted VPN. I've been out of the game much too long, Mr. Jerusalem. Political fighting is a disease. I've had a long period of remission, but I'm still quite infected, like you. God, look at this. Jesus, they're rushing the troops. I'll be damned. What does that mean? To them? I could guess. Police brutality, an unfairly prosecuted sector of society, corruption, resistance, means they know where they live. There. Look, handheld markers. They're printing the things off right there. Possible threat. Oh no. Dies. Ooh. 3 of 3. Headlong. This is it, guys. Oh shit. No! Tell me this is still going out over the hole. Every second of it. And we're the only people in the city broadcasting it. And now on Amfeed Sports. Christ, like a university would be full of armed kids in a flash demonstration with no preparation. Holy shit. There was no order to shoot. Which means either a bunch of professional soldiers freaked out, or they had standing orders to respond with lethal force in case of doubt. Lethal force in case of doubt. There's a trace on our feed. They're looking for us again. Excuse me. Press room is closed. Oh, we're well aware of that. We all are. Which is why 18 newspapers and 9 networks are going to film you right here, giving us an explanation for this. Spider Jerusalem and the whole broadcasting a multiple shooting of unarmed students by the National Guardsmen the president sent into the city. That fuck. Remember, kids, never let a Huffalo monster have an orgasm without a garbage sack. What? We won't be carrying Robert McGex's regular coverage from Washington, D.C. today. Warning has been issued about dissident activity, curfews, and shoot-to-kill policies in the following districts. The hell? Bomb, sex cube, click, zot, NQ, where your opinion counts for skin. This must be ads. Look, you son of a bitch, push this! No one wants you! Volva, smooth ride. Wipe your credit clean. One click, the gateway to eternal bliss. www.sequentialtart.com. Cyber whore. Click, yes, TNA. Look at all that crap. Let the bastards trace us. I'm ready for them. I am not ready for this. News was only ever going to be a sideline. We were going to use the hole for porno. Hello? Huh? Phone. Hello, yes, this is Spider. Mary? Yes, I remember giving you this number. It's all right. Are you okay? The city remains under news blackout, but reports are reaching us here and the rest of the country about government troops opening fire on a peaceful demonstration. Coming up from the White House, a somewhat unorthodox commentary on the situation by the president's advisor. I'm fine, Spider. You're writing a news broadcast or whatever you're calling them from the hole. They're being shown on the big free screen in Century Square. All the stuff about that shacked man. I think I can help. Shacked man? With that spook guy on the streets down here. Shacked. Alan Shacked. It was so odd just seeing someone like that and his guy with him there. Talking to revivals and homeless people? I mean it. It made such a weird picture. So I took some with the camera you gave me. Now I've been looking at these public phones for some while, and I figure I can email documents out through them, right? Key, I got... Pardon me. Ooh. Hold on. There we go. Key, I got someone who wants to transmit an image to me over a public phone feed. With a phone tray? Excuse me. Jesus, we can maybe dump the file into your shades. Let me look at the console. You know how to use these? Ought to. Used to steal them all the time. Any part of your brain you figure you're not using? The dead bits. Why? I'm going to need to use part of your brain as a data buffer. Not much. How much? You may have noticed my brain is no longer pristine. Like it ever was. This is going to eat about as much space as your memory of your last... Excuse me. This is going to eat about as much space as your memory of your last shit. My last shit was epic. Okay, I'm sending my pictures. I have to be quick. There are troops moving on to Century Square. We're set. I'm giving up the memory of a truly legendary bowel movement for you. I had to kill it with a shovel, you know. Ow! There we go. Get this out of my head, Key. I already have information-related progressive mental damage. Voila! We got 5 pics, Spider. Cross-referencing them with records of Vita Severin's supposed assassin. Oh, wow. Way ahead of me. That's because I don't have brain damage. Here we go. Negative. 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 Please enter the... Excuse me. Please exit the telephone booth. That's the guy. They're talking to the guy who shot Vita Severin. We got him. Mary, that's it. Perfect. I love you. It was my absolute pleasure, Spider. I'm just glad I could finally do something for you. You always did. Now get out of that phone booth and get somewhere safe. Okay. Thank you, Mary. Put them out on the hole. My broadcast options are limited, and it guarantees to get our exact location. Put them out. She's a revival, man. No threat. They all have brain damage. This is a secure area. Leave now. Fuck you, GI. That's it. Now we sit and wait for the troops to come arrest us. No, I don't think so. You'll take my second car. You'll leave one of your computer feed links running, and you'll hook up a few cameras. Dad, don't be stupid. Nothing stupid about this at all. Can you imagine what's happening in Washington now? Emergency sessions in both houses. Committees being scrambled together. The media will be descending on Pennsylvania Avenue like a storm of vultures. The air will seem filled with blood. Every phone into the west wing of the White House will be ringing. The White House is an animal. It's a living being. The White House is an animal. It's a living, breathing thing. And to recall one of your own metaphors, Mr. Jerusalem, it just had its kneecap shot off. People like to see blood, and a wounded animal is prey. And every part of its body is screaming its pain signals up to the brain. And I think we're all very aware of what condition the brain is in. I know, Washington. I know how it works. Right now, the machinery is in operation to take down the president. That is not in question. But this isn't over, and you must be free to see it. You must be free to see to its conclusion. You make me very proud. Now go. See to it that this wonderful city survives the death throes of a president. Let's move. I'm staying. To set up the cams and the feed. And because this isn't me, this is you guys. This isn't what I do. Could I get you a glass of wine before the running dogs of a sick government come to kick my door down, young lady? Hello, I am Oscar Rossini, a noted city philanthropist, a supporter of the party in government, active on a dozen political committees, and a substantial donor of financial gifts. I have no criminal record, several awards, three of which were given to me by presidents, and a medal. I am also, finally, a television star. I'd like it if you could arrest me now. Because it will ensure that in a week's time you would be in a most unpleasant prison with me. You would be in a most unpleasant prison with the mutant erection of a career dog rapist deep in your colon. No one beats the Smut King. Man, what in the hell? Just straight bedlam, right? Yep, Callahan keeping his promise to America. Not anymore. Straight to hell. This might be the last one, and if it is, we might as well just go on and do it. My name is Robert McEx, and for the first time in my career, I am not broadcasting to my city. This is because the text of my broadcast, which I was forced to submit to White House staff before I went on the air, was deemed inflammatory to the situation there. My original script dwelt on the unquestionable nature of the extension of martial law over the city and the White House's lack of response to questioning. This has brought me to another first. This is the first time I have substantially deviated from the script prepared for this program. A long time ago, one writer warned us that the president was a man who believed in nothing save that he should be president, that he should be in charge, and that nothing else mattered. We have proof of this. Too late. It is said that nobody becomes a politician just to play with the lives of others. If we valued history more, we would have seen this for the lie it is. Some people want to rule just to rule. Some people pick the wings off flies just to see what happens. We are being told that the Reclamation Zone is a hotbed of violent dissent. We see nothing of this. We have, however, seen in the city a resurgence in the awareness of civic misdeeds and in the power of journalism. A city that was a crucial stage in this, that was a crucial stage in the election of this president. A city where the bodies are buried, literally. The White House continues to offer no comment on the events unfolding in my city. But I have a comment for them. Stop this. Answer your country. Explain what we're seeing. Today in the city, there are only three people still able to ask questions. Those people are Shannon Yarrow, Yelena Rossini, and Spider Jerusalem. I have heard that they are currently on the run from government troops. This should not be. Their work is unconventional, but it is increasingly backed by evidence that, at the very least, asks awkward questions. And in a country whose revolutionary agenda is defined by free speech, the people's ability to ask informed questions should be enshrined by a president, not vilified. Children should not be shot for carrying sticker machines. Truth should be told. We are learning now that an inquiry of impeachment has been sent to the House Judiciary Committee, which is convening an emergency extraordinary session at this moment. Excuse me. Oh, it goes, at this moment, figure with Alan shocked and the man who killed Vita Severn identified by White House sources as Franklin Cawley, Secret Service. FBI Today announced its intention to open a special investigation of the crash which killed the president's family. 18 separate lawsuits have been filed against the president as of the top of this hour. This is Tim Lanier. This is Tim Lanier for USA Feed all across America, except for the city. This is insane. We can't broadcast any of this. All we're running is music and sitcoms that came out of the Ark. We've got government troops in the building and enough D-notice paperwork to wrap the building in. This is the world happening out there. This is the story. This is directly about us. And we can't tell anyone? This is fucked. Ratings are still good. Get the production team in here. We're preempting all programming. No. No way in hell. We'll get raped and shot and raped again. You do as I damn well say, or I'm buying a strap-on just for you. One with spikes. It's burger time. Please stand by for an editorial broadcast earlier today from Washington, D.C. My name is Robert McX, and for the first time in my career, I am not broadcasting to my city. That's it. All the stuff we got from D.C. Put it on the feed sites, too. We are so doomed. What are they going to do? Suck the signals back out of everyone's TV screens? It's already done. Look, troops in the building everywhere. I can't do a thing. You spineless bastard, we're supposed to be doing a job here. Excuse me? Yes, Mike, please. I'm in a meeting here. No, I am not going to turn the TV on. What? Go. Now. Studio. I don't... SBKF for broadcasting news from Washington, which means we are too. What are you going to do? Shoot us all? We're going live in 10, 9, 8. Fuck this. Open up the feed sites. Put out everything we've got on the university shootings. Screw the troops. This used to be a fucking newspaper. We've got the shots of them arresting Oscar Rossini, boss. Is the line for sending them in still safe? The troops never even notice them, or us working. Send the shots now. We're going live with the feed. We're going live with the feed-only edition of the word in 5 minutes. Let them fucking fire me. Footage from the scene clearly shows a soldier shooting to kill at the glimpse of a momentarily concealed sticker maker. Photograph shows Alan shocked and a Secret Service agent speaking with the man who later assassinated Vita Severn. Citywide news on the hour. First, we have something to show you. Bring the camera around, Bob. These people are here to stop us telling you useful things. All news services in the city are currently occupied by troops from the Martial Law Detachment. And now, footage of them killing unarmed students. Oh, fuck. We're hearing that there is some kind of motion in the West Wing now. Turn around. We are not turning into punching bags for you people again. The transient community has lived through that once. It will not happen twice. Return to your homes. No. This is our moment. This is my moment. We're going to drive you out, and everyone is going to see to it. Transients don't back down. I don't back down. I win. I don't see any cameras. Shit. Rush them! Something's happening here at the White House. It appears that the president is leaving the White House, but we haven't been given a press release or itinerary. Mr. President! Mr. President! Kill your wife! Fuck cripples! Police state! Did you... Guilty of every crime! Tell us of your hate for the American people, Mr. President, and tell us of your hate for Spider Jerusalem. You deal with their shit. With unprecedented speed, the committee has determined that Congress immediately begin discovery procedures towards the impeachment of the president. As it emerges that Secret Service agent Franklin Cawley's bank records show unusual payments dating from his initial attachment to President Callahan when he was a candidate. Sources indicate that Kelly also seems to have been detached from White House duty for several mysterious journeys to the city. If the Smiler had Vita Severin murdered, the city will be set on fire. It's already on fire. Who knew they remembered how to rebel? Christ, look at that horrible... Hey, he's in a helicopter and they don't know where he's going. They don't know? Think about it. You're the Smiler. Every disgusting piece of shit you ever did is coming back to haunt you. What you do and the way you live your life has gotten out. Soon you won't be the president anymore. You're going to lose everything. What would you do? I'd kill you. I'd come here and I'd watch the city burn to the ground and I'd kill you. Yeah. Shutting down. Okay, so there might be more. Yeah, here we go. The long day closes. This is probably the last book in the series. In the whole damn series. SBKF News Live. We just received word from a source in the White House. Yes, we have the president's flight plan following his unscheduled departure from Washington. He'll be landing on the helipad of a government building in the Dante Street area close to the site of the massacre of media workers and protesters 2 years ago. We can't help but think this is sending a message to the broadcasters of the city. Fuck you back, Mr. President. From a panicking president who sought to suppress damaging revelations emerging from the city by imposing martial law and draconian emergency controls on the media. Shannon, are we far from Dante Street? 8 blocks north, you know this area. I'm kind of fuzzy. What do? We go see him. What? We're going to go to him. In fact, I feel a... When you talk to people and they lie to you and you write about it... Interview. Yeah, I feel an interview coming on. You don't look so good. I ain't dead yet. And I've got a few tricks left. We don't have any tricks left. We don't even have broadcast capability. That's why we're hiding up here, watching everything happen below us like a bunch of idiots. I feel like stabbing 40 people at random. You sound like me. Do not. I'm okay. No, you're not. Just stress building up. Let's go. Well, damn. Isn't that... Spider Jerusalem! Sporadic rioting in the Dante Street District, comma, seen by this reporter over a period of... Hold it, Allegra. Something happening out there. This is it. The president would like to speak to you. Alone. And I'm to search you for guns first. I'm clean. We're aware you have possessed firearms recently. The president said we should pay special attention to that. Good, good. You're clean. Let's go. Enjoying your job? I can't answer that, sir. Okay. Does everyone know the story here? How many of you are live right now? God, my head hurts. So how many of you are on a private payroll? That's not funny. He's waiting for you in there. He has 2 agents with him, for your protection as much as his. Oh, well, he said it's not... I'm sorry. He said, that's not funny. He said, it's not meant to be. And then, of course, he says he's waiting for you in there. He has 2 agents with him, for your protection as much as his. There's the prick. Callahan. So, whatever it is you want, get it said so I can go and lay down somewhere. I feel like God wiped his ass with my brain. Have I got here just in time to see you finally lose all your faculties, Jerusalem? That would be nice, but it's not going to be enough. You have fucked with me, Jerusalem. You have fucked with me and fucked with me. Excuse me. You have fucked with me and fucked with me and have finally made my life difficult. You don't get to go and be ill and get away with it. And what has your mission, fuck with me, gotten you? Your brain's rotting. You've got no fucking job, nowhere to live, and you're now trapped in a room with me and 2 of my agents. You've gotten in my way. Just like all the others, eh? You gonna kill me too, Callahan? Mr. President? He said, Mr. President, is what he says. So this is it. Slap me around a bit and then shoot me? God, you're boring. No, no, I'm not going to shoot you. My Secret Service agents are going to shoot you. We know all about your recent fondness for handguns. You've been very showy with them. Here, this was secreted on your person. My agent downstairs missed it when he frisked you. You pulled it on me. They blew you away. You are utterly discredited. You see, a death in the right place is all it ever takes. No. The two agents you paid off are still in the chopper, Mr. President. You want him killed, you kill him yourself. You're worse than the last guy. Well, that was interesting. When's the last time you actually had to kill someone yourself, with your own hands? Not like it works anymore, anyway. Killing all those student kids didn't distract anyone, did it? It doesn't work forever. Hell, not even killing Vito worked for long. She got in my way. Worse, she wanted to control me. She never understood politics, not the way I do. She genuinely believed all people go into politics to help other people. She just never got it. Except maybe when my people shot her. She was clever. She would have known. Not like the wife, of course. She was always dumber than a sack of hammers. I mean, Jesus, she talked to you. No loss. That was when you started getting really sloppy. You've been getting sloppier and sloppier since the first time we spoke. I mean, you got sharp pretty quickly, but since then, you've let yourself go. I mean, the first trick I ever caught you out with... What? You were so worried about guns and shit, but you know what? I learned from you. Misdirection like killing your wife or students or something, making people look at the wrong thing. You were so concerned about my guns. You heard all the reports. You heard all the reports about my shooting people. You didn't realize I got rid of both weapons. And you didn't check me for anything else. The first trick I ever pulled on you, Callahan, remember? I'm soaked in source gas, which is feeding directly to the news crews outside. All fall down. You know, I even bet you had the assholes who killed the Conclave kid released and orchestrated the Dante Street Massacre. Is that why we're in Dante Street today? Bit of resonance there? It's all going to stick to you now. Everyone's heard everything. Oh my God, he's got my gun! Oh come on, that'll never work. He's going to kill me. Give me that gun back. It always works. I always get away with it. I always come back. You don't get it. You're all here for my amusement. That's all. If the president does it, it's not a crime. Interesting broadcasts I've been listening to. Detective Newton, Dante Street Precinct. Gary Callahan, you're under arrest for murder, attempted murder, and other charges yet to be specified. Get away from me, bitch. Oh, shit. You're a resisting arrest, motherfucker, aren't you? You want to hear about your rights, Mr. President? Spider, we heard him. Spider! Jesus Christ, Newton, call a doctor or something! Shit, he's bleeding! No, no! One last stunt. Took it all out of me. I am so fucking tired. Okay, so maybe there's a little more. Cityscape, goodbye, pay toll. Heading out of the city. Give me the return toll, I'm coming back tonight. What the hell happened to you? Two girls broke into my kiosk, dragged me out into the road, stamped on me. They got bored with the stamping after 10 minutes and worked me over with bricks. I shit crooked now. How come they attacked you? Said they owed me it. You are now leaving the city. There was this little bald guy watching, saying this was 5 years ago coming, and, you know, touching himself. Heh. One more time. Damn. These were editors. It's funny. The final resting place. Uncle Mitch! Hey, Elena. I've been waiting forever for you to come here. Please get me out of here before I completely lose my mind. Is it that bad? He's pretty much useless now. And when Shannon was in California, I was trapped here alone with him. The temptation's to say, you know, he tripped up into the oven and all his arms and legs fell off and he kind of got cooked. He's that bad? He's been the same since that last stunt at Dante Street. It was the last thing he had to do, you know? He summoned whatever he had left, did it, and now he's all used up. You think he'll get it back? I don't even think he cares. Yeah, but do you think? No. He grew those. Shit, they're fine. Bullshit, he'll have infected them with something. Actually, they're pretty good. Hi, Mitch. Hello, Shannon. How's the West Coast? Weird. I'm going to finish packing. City an 8-week special column. Here I come. Just leave your stuff by the door. I'll take it to the car. Okay, Shannon. I already said goodbye to him. Watch him, all right? I get worried about him when I'm not around. I thought you couldn't wait to go. He needs me around. Don't ask. He just does, all right? She's half right. We make sure one of us is here for him at any one time. She thinks I don't know what they do when I'm not around. He's outside. He really grew all this? Yep. He's got no fine motor dexterity anymore, but he can dig like a motherfucker on his strong days. It's pretty good, especially to a city girl. You know what I mean? How's the book going then? You could come to a column for me too, you know. If there's one thing I've learned in the last 5 years, it's that I'm not Spider. I don't want to work weekly. Yelena, on the other hand, she's the new Spider. Actually, I'm pretty sure she's the old Yelena, but I get the point. Come on. Oh! Meow! And, of course, yeah. Hey, yourself. She's like, hey, yourself. How's it going? Slowly. This is amazing. Reclamation. Still finding the shape of the place, finding out what it's going to be. I keep telling him it's going to be a garden. Ah, shut up. You can't make it do things, not for a real garden. You have to go with the flow. So this is what you do? Most days. Can I have a cigarette? Sure. My hands shake too badly to be able to light up most of the time. They shake? You been following the news? He's like, yeah, couldn't type if I tried. Shit. You been following the news? Not really. I know Callahan's out. You don't know the latest then. The vice president's refusing to pardon him. I'll be damned. Callahan's lawyers are keeping him out of the slammer, though. He may never come to trial for his crimes. But he's bleeding money like a motherfucker. People are saying that he could run out of money sometime, and then he wouldn't be able to forestall the legal process any longer. How long? Till he runs out of cash? No idea. I mean, some fuckers are actually donating money to him. Jesus. Yeah, I know. Sickening, isn't it? I don't miss it, Royce. Not a bit. Glad it's all over. Don't matter, man. You got him. It's all that counts. Yep, and all it cost was my brain, right? Come on, that's not what I know you check in with the girls to see how fucked I am. It's okay, but you need to understand, Royce. I can't light my own fucking cigarettes, Royce. I lose about a day each week. Just blank. Don't know where it's gone. I can barely hold a train of thought for 5 minutes. I need my goddamn assistants to take care of me like I'm an invalid. It's progressive. It's very slow, but it's progressive in all but something like 1% of cases. I'm not getting it back, Royce. I'm all done. You want to take some stuff back with you? Huh? Take some fruit and vegetables. We got a maker, but I tell you the taste is not the same. Take some cucumber. I hate cucumber. I pick cucumber out of Thai salad. Trust me, you'll like homegrown cucumber. Homegrown makes all the difference. And grab some of the alpine strawberries for Yelena. The little ones in the blue bowl. She likes those. So this is it? You're gonna stay up a mountain for the rest of your life growing shit like a hillbilly? I know you. You can't stay away, weirdo brain, wrong or no. You couldn't last time, and you won't this time. You'll be back. No, I won't. Now fuck off and leave me to go mad in peace. Take it easy, man. Get the fuck away from me. Take Yelena with you. She drives me nuts. I'll bring her back in 8 weeks. I'll walk you back. You rest a while, Spider. I'll be back in a bit. I want you to read my notes for the California chapter of the book. Sure. You know she's got a 3-book deal? You should pay to run excerpts. Bye, Spider. Gone? Good. ...1%. Edited by Stuart Moore, Cliff Wuxiang, Axel Alonso, Tony Bedard, Heidi McDonald, and finally Zachary Rao. Coloring and separations by Nathan Earing, and lettering by Clem Robbins. Inking by Rodney Ramos. Transmetropolitan created by writer Warren Ellis and artist Derek Robertson. Great artist. Great book. Hope you guys enjoyed it. This is it. This is the end of Transmetropolitan. We made it. It was a long journey, but we got through the whole thing. Let me know what you think in the comments. For the first three issues of Transmetropolitan, Warren Ellis provided original essays under the alternating titles of Subway and I Hate It Here, which ran in the space it would go to become the title's letter column. These uncensored textual biopsies are reprinted here for educational and cautionary purposes only. Shut up. Norman Spinrad's Bug Jack Baron says crossing 14th Street is like crossing the panel dividers between different style comic strips. And I love the shit out of it for that. And what if every street was like that? What if you erupted into 8, 80, 800 different cultures, different speeds, different lights, and a tenner's worth of a cab ride? Blade Runner says the city is dead, so fuck it. Didn't have its eyes open. It doesn't allow for being in love with Covent Garden Market while buying Kenyan sculpture and Tibetan religious artifacts and listening to a live band from Beijing, nor for tasting 50 different beers in 50 yards in Greenwich Village with a smell of dope and Thai curry wafting down the street. That ain't dead. There's a blaze of flowers on George Street, square, in the middle of Glasgow. So play blues for the city if you want to, and if you have to. I always liked Big Bill Brunsies. I'm moving to the outskirts of town, but I'm not with you. That's not what my city sounds like, and for the record, my city doesn't suffer with the sound of the city, because soul is the music of the people killed by the city. It is weak music. In my city, I can hear the Kodo drummers bashing out Ryojin no Hi, and my Bloody Valentine's gliding guitars, and Diamanda Gallus shrieking in an alleyway, Buddhist chanting groups in a square, the creepy chime of Japanese court gamelan, the alien beat of the prodigy, of course, which pretty big back then, and even the mutant bluegrass banjo nailed to the center of the grid swamp thing, Nick Cave and PJ Harvey crooning terrible things to each other, Lou Reed and Dick Dale, Portishead, and yeah, two Von Throat singers, and John Lee Hooker is probably still alive. I love cities. Always have done. I was born out in the sticks down in South Essex, where a lazy childhood smell of the burning crop stubble and fresh horse shit in the roads. Big sky days of trying to chop lizards' tails off with spades, pissing in foxholes, beating up your... beating up your friends in remote old tin air raid shelters and culling the kids from the other side of the village with big heavy branches in the deep dark woods. There are worse ways to grow up, but it all faded into nothing on a drive into London. Watching the big field slowly become infected with brick, the roads getting wider and blacker, the motorway becoming a canyon floor as the dirty glass and granite of tower blocks begin to rise over our heads. Watching the city reach, surround, and take me inside. It's an infection I'm stuck with, getting Manhattan under my feet at 3 in the morning, watching the dawn come up in darkest inner London. In a smaller town, I'll still look for the concrete and electrics. Stick me in the country and I'll find a road to inhale exhaust fumes from. Cities and science fiction have had a rough time. These days, the very phrase cities and science fiction conjures up Ridley Scott's rainy hellhole LA and its 7 million knockoffs. It immediately suggests dystopian fiction and urban meltdown. Nobody sees past it, and I don't get it. Because cities don't give up. Cities are alive. And the bigger the cities get, the more cultures they encompass, and the more alive they will become. Shane McGowan Rass will burn this bloody city down in the summer of the year, and Spider Jerusalem is that firebomb, poor bastard. I've always had a love for journalism, unclean pursuit, though it is. It's a job for mess men, chicken stranglers, and perverts, people mad from language and discovery and indescribable hate. Oof. There's Hunter Thompson, of course, who I've been compared to. Yes, seriously, people used to compare a lot of my work to Hunter Thompson. But that's not all that's in Spider. There's that vicious shitbag Mencken, the skip and soar of Tom Wolfe, the pure bloody magic of an obscure English music journalist called Chris Roberts, the ugly bloodthirst of Bob Woodward, the chilly gaze of John Stein and George Plimpton's Edie, the playful, brutal documentaries of Nick Broomfield and a dozen more. They deal in what has become a debased coin, a concept relativized almost out of existence. Truth. They look for the truth of a situation, any situation, and apply ruthless intellects to its excavation. And we ignore them, acting exactly as if we could live without truth. We can survive it, sure, but we can't live without it. Derek Robinson is not like the others. He likes the same things I do. Two-headed cats and dogs embedded in motorcycles. He's my friend. We laugh a lot. Terrible long laughs that unsettle our girlfriends and drive the neighbors to despair and suicide. He draws a place and becomes real. This is an appalling skill that any sane society would outlaw. He is the perfect artist for Transmetropolitan, and I'm damn glad to have him standing at my back. I came up with the place, but only he makes it live, and that's why he's called co-creator. Another way of looking at it, of course, is that he gets to take half the blame. He lives in San Francisco. I live in Southeast England, but we both live in the same city. The transatlantic phone cables are becoming frayed. Fuck 'em. If they break, we'll just grow lizardly telepathic organs in our guts and carry on as normal. We are professionals, after all. This is our city. It doesn't have borders. It doesn't have a name. And nobody knows what year it is. And 24 pages worth of comic hasn't even scratched the surface of what's in it. Come back next month. We've got some places we want to show you. Warren Ellis, Southend, April 97. Issue 2, I hate it here. The city never fails to amaze me. Here we are in a place with no borders anyone can find, full of people who don't know what year it is, walking down streets being ripped up by media scum so that they can embed TV screens in the sidewalks walled in by billboards that either try to sell us stuff we don't need and have never even heard of yesterday, or that have been attacked by ad terrorists so that they now project radio signals that cut little patterns on the surfaces of our brains. And yet it's me who gets arrested on a temporarily violently insane charge. It was like this. I keep getting beggars coming to my door, small children with Boy Scout barcode stamps on their white little butts to try to sell me poison cookies. Grinning dungheads from the party and government plead for me to give up some of my dollars for the re-election fund. Wet-eyed professional compassion mongers attempt to twist cash out of me for help the cryogenic revivals. And just today, I get this pale little zealot from Crusade Aid at the door asking for a donation towards the provision of religious shock troops to continue the massacre in pagan England. What can I say? It was one beggar too many. They found me in the kitchen with a zealot. I had strung him up by his navel from the ceiling light and had beaten him with wooden spoons until his nipples bled. His screams had woken up my landlord, which was a trick in itself since his doctor had prescribed him a course of sloth genes to control his hypertension, and he hadn't moved from his branch since, who had called the police. So now I'm under 5 days house arrest with 7 fat ampules of no chance stuck into my belly. If I step outside the front door, the ampules' little brains notice and pump me full of some nasty police drug that makes me think I'm in a brig inside a Martian colony pylon with a heavily greased slave worker called Pfiff-Pfiff, who believes me to be his pet rabbit. An interesting one-time experience for any healthily cautious, curious journalist, but nothing you'd ever want to repeat. I hate it here. They've got dead eyes. Like dolls. Shake them in the eye swivel, lay them down in the eyes closed, but they don't register anything. Not anymore. Blown light bulbs of eyes, burned out by the cultural electricity of the city. If they have a communal wish, it's to go back to sleep. To return to the cryogenic lock tanks, curl up in that welcome winter, and wait for the frost to rime their fingernails again. Because the eye-burning information riot future they woke up in looked nothing like their chrome 20th century dreams of tomorrow. If they could only go back to sleep, the revivals might wake up in the right future. It's raining tonight, the first rain we've seen in this district for months. From here, I can see right across to the Fourth Canal, a deep widescreen vista overlaid with a soft waterfall. My assistant's out on the balcony with her boyfriend, both stripped down to nothing, dancing like kids on Christmas morning, opening their mouths for a drink. Couldn't do that when I was a kid. The rain was poison, we'd hide from it, cover our faces as if we were facing a firestorm. Now I watch it running over her chin, making the wiring on his back glisten like ice. Down on the street, foam ports are made new again by the water, and children lead wonderfully unbelieving old women by hand into the rain. Makers are great, no argument. You turn to your maker and say, give me a roast dog leg, tossed salad, a black linen shirt, and a taser, and bang, out it all comes. Makers aren't particularly bulky, nor power-thirsty, and an average middle-class family can afford a good one. But makers are designed to operate with base blocks, super-dense chunks of neutral matter, which the maker breaks down and recombines into whatever you requested. And base blocks are horrendously expensive, out of a middle-class family's price range. So the stores sell a converter that allows the maker to use ordinary garbage as the base. Not as efficient, and the mileage stinks, but there you go. Which leads me to the city's new pest. Middle-class families raiding the backyards of the lower classes for garbage. Because if you got a maker, you don't make garbage. Only those without makers buy prepackaged food and clothing. I sent my assistant down to the African for a monkey burger. I really fancied some Korean dog, but the local Korean got bought out by the Shark Bar people who are trying to head off an expansion of those tiny club snack hot seal eye kiosks. Mine, Club Snack are having their problems. They're being sued for breach of fiduciary contract by the Long Pig chain, where Club Snack once had concession stands. Long Pig could use the compensation money since hard questions are being asked about the location of their stock. The Australian census numbers are down for the third year in a row. I learned a long time ago never to annoy an Incan, and I always preferred caribou eyes. Anyway, there used to be loads of Eskimo fast food stands around here. I wonder what happened to them. Issue number 3, Subway. Shut up. British Telecom announces the possibility of a computer chip that could record your whole life's memories from cradle to grave, every picture your eyes ever made for you, a crackling inside a splinter of metal. A space exploration committee forwards a set of plans to put humans on Mars by 2005 for a tenth of the budget NASA's crippled half-ass Mars plans cost. Well, we kind of independent corporations doing that now. NASA reads over the committee's plans and announces that they're better than NASA's own. Distinctly criminal attempts to shut down an experimental medical center flopped dismally when they failed to disprove the center's central tenet, that incurable cancers can and have been put into full remission by non-invasive techniques free of side effects. There's a handheld item called a communicator on the market that is a fully mobile global satellite telephone, a fax machine, a short message service sender and receiver, an email system, and a worldwide web browser. It doesn't quite pin to your chest yet, but give it time. Clothing is now feasible, and the effort to map the human genome is well underway. We can write our names and atoms. Now you tell me, who wouldn't want to be writing speculative fiction today? I read SF as a kid. Hell, I read everything as a kid. But I lost interest in the form in my teens and didn't start reading it again with any real determination until after I put Transmet together. I followed much of the early cyberpunk stuff, which was so much of a piece for the decade it generated. Lots of light and noise and horror, very little real heat. As the 80s ran out of energy, so did the cyberpunk movement, and everyone went back to screaming in the privacy of their own little rooms again, including me. I wrote my own cyberpunk-inspired work, The Lazarus Churchyard Serial, on a commission at the end of the decade. It's not that great, I've read it. Comics get to everything last. It's like living in a country where the radio stations still play ABBA and the Doobie Brothers. Once the cyberpunk falchi had been run through my own set of biases, the best stuff in the book came off like an SF treatment of the decadent movement. We loved our misery in the 1980s, and who can blame us? I started reading SF again last year out of curiosity and hope that the form had been taught some lessons by these strange years of the 90s. In between times, the only SF I'd read was by authors I consider important in any genre. J.G. Ballard, Philip K. Dick, and the like, and the ones pivotal, to the SF genre in specific, like Alfred Bester. And of course, the monstrously talented Lane Banks, who wanders across genre borders as if they didn't exist, which is, of course, the only way to be. I've been largely disappointed. Something isn't taking. For every Eideru, and thank Christ William Gibson saw past his Neuromancer sequence and realized that it was the opening cultural mix that was important, not the boys' toys, there's a slew of new space opera turds that differ from those terrible antique Lensman books, only in the quality of their science and the bland formica polish on their dismal prose. The scintillant intelligence and fine sociopolitical extrapolation of Kim Stanley Robinson's excellent Mars trilogy can't help but be clouded by the fog bank of dystopia by numbers. Let's go cosmic at the end of the end. Dystopia by numbers. Let's go cosmic at the end. Farts and paperback. They're missing something integral to our time. The future's already here. We're living in it. Stop to notice. We're sitting with our backs against the end of history, where everything happens simultaneously and time means nothing. In that sense, Transmetropolitan is happening tomorrow. No one knows what year it is or cares. It simply doesn't matter anymore. What matters is what's here and what's happening. Does that sound screwed up to you? Well, the 90s are a fractured decade, and Transmet is a 90s work. What we're finding in all forms of pop culture is that we have reached a point here on the edge of the end of history where we can look back on history with sense. We're far enough away from a lot of things now that we can see them with a new clarity, and that's the unique energy of the 1990s. I'm not making any claims for Transmet as high science fiction, but in strained accordance with Ballard's dictum that the only alien planet is Earth, it seems to me that the only future worth exploring is the one we're living in. In a lot of ways, Transmet is a device with which I can lay open our world and conduct a laughing autopsy on the vital organs of our future. Warren Ellis, South End, June 97. The following pages showcase cover art created by Derek Robinson for the original trade paperback editions of Transmet, which were released between 98 and 2004. They include the covers from volumes 2 to 10 of the first edition. Volume 1 used art from an interior story page as its cover image. In other words, DC had nothing else to use. Volume 2, Lust for Life. I mean, yeah, we've seen a lot of these. It's not really a big deal. I mean, nice art, of course. Only City, Gouge Away, Spider's Thrash, and Dirge. Oh, we've got some more. The Cure. And then One More Time. Okay, that's it, guys. We already know what Warren Ellis and all these guys did. And finally, Year 5, Shut It Down. Things look bad for outlaw journalist Spider Jerusalem. He's lost his job and everything he owns. He's been diagnosed with an untreatable and almost certainly terminal brain infection, and he's being hunted by professional assassins dispatched by a vengeful and implacable president of the United States of America. But Spider's spirit is buoyant and his heart is glad. Why? Because he and his filthy assistants have picked up the trail of corruption and deceit that the president has left behind. Because all of those murderous loose ends are finally coming together. Because Spider has the truth on his side and nothing left to lose. In the end, only one of these battle-scarred beasts will be left standing. But will either of them actually walk away from their epochal showdown alive? And of course, this Warren Ellis Castlevania Wildstorm. Haven't read Wildstorm. And of course, Derek Robertson, The Boys, and Happy. We're not finished with The Boys yet, but I've read all of Happy. Follow their final dispatch from a disturbingly familiar future in Transmetropolitan Book 5, collecting 49 to 60 of their cauterizingly caustic series. And that's it, guys. That's literally all we got. Okay, so let's see. What do you guys want to see? Fathom or Evil Ernie? Let me know. Comments. Use them. You know, it's that little thing at the bottom, where you have like YouTube and MGTOW.TV and BitChute. You guys go in there and, you know, you say, hey, I want to see more Fathom. Because Michael Turner is an amazing artist. He draws hot women. And, also, he does some real good political fucking drama. Wow, that's some good shit. Like, I wish I knew what happened there, but you know, because they don't give me that part. Like, when I got it from Humble, they never did give me, like, the important issues that show the war. I know what happened, but I didn't get to see it happen. So, you know, there's a whole part of that missing for me. But still, really good stuff from what I was able to, you know, decipher after reading it a few times. And then, of course, Evil Ernie. We already know You learn any fucking good comic. Lady Death, great comic. You guys love those. You know, you want more. Lady Death, she's hot. Evil Ernie, he's awesome. Way more interesting than The Walking Dead, in my opinion. I think The Walking... I get it. It's supposed to be like a dystopian fiction. Like, The Walking Dead is actually the people, not the zombies. But in a world where zombies are actually the threat, and it works, and they're fucking smart, they're ghouls, and it's just... I think it's so much more interesting, and there's so much, like, a heaven and hell and all this other stuff going on. So, there's a lot more going on in the mythos than with The Walking Dead. I don't know, maybe because The Walking Dead's more realism, and this is, like, way far-fetched. And realism, it's fun, but, I mean, I gotta have something more interesting than that. I know people love the human drama, but my God, you can only pave it to death so many times. We've had the human drama done 40 billion different times in so many different languages all around the world in so many different mediums. But Godspeed, they keep beating the dead horse on that thing, and people are still fucking watching it. But yeah, I like Evil Ernie better. I like Lady Death better. I like Chaos Comics better. I like Brian Polito's artwork better. Well, he's the writer, of course. Brian Polito's artwork. Well, I'm not going to go all the way over there and look and get everybody. But yeah, Chaos Comics, or what is it now? Coffin Comics, something like that. Anyway, yeah, you should be supporting them. They're still doing a shitload of Lady Death. Oh my God, they're doing so many Lady Death. I see it all the time on social media. I kind of want to support them, but I'm like, damn, you guys don't do digital though. If you did digital, it'd be so awesome. Because, yeah, I could use a couple more physicals. I've been going through some physical books. I went through a DC Digest of Superman. I haven't really read the Man of Steel in a while. Just, I mean, they're not even, like, new stories. They're, like, maybe early 2000 stories. You know, the DC Rebirth. I mean, it was pretty good. You know, Superman, he's married to Lois now. It's kind of interesting seeing them, you know, banter as a couple, and him still kicking ass and doing things, and it's good. I don't have a problem with it. But, it's definitely good to pick up a physical comic book and read it every once in a while. I know you guys love your manga, but, me, I like an old-fashioned comic book. That's me. I mean, consider me old-fashioned. Well, I am, shit. At any rate, this is the Grim Lord, and I'm out, and I will see you next time with more great comics. Stay tuned.